justice, another case of that most famous of all manhunters. The detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, Master Detective. Today's curious adventure,
The Anambra's Murder, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Wrong Note.
And now for today's mysterious adventure with Nick Carter. Our story opens in a dingy little saloon on a back street.
So, you finally hit it, eh, Benny?
Yeah, 3 years I've been playing them numbers and doing nothing but lose. But then today, oh boy, $50,000.
Which numbers was you playing, Benny?
Duke Dawson's or Lucky Combs? Oh, the Duke. He's a square shooter. Always pays off on the nose when you win. He's a great guy, the Duke.
You think it's safe to go around telling everybody you won all that dough? Yeah, something might happen to you before you get to spend it.
Well, I ain't no fool, Butch. I ain't told only a couple of my pals, and the Duke would want me to tell him. He likes to have the guys know he pays when he loses. $50,000. Come on, all mine. Gee, I can't believe it yet.
Yeah, but as long as you got it in your pocket, it's easy to believe it.
Yeah, you're right there. Well, come on, Tom. I gotta be getting on home. Ain't that deli already? We're rich now. On TV tickle.
That's so long, Benny. Hey, don't stun it all on the way home.
There's a dog. Hey, you can't spend that much dough without you with a baby car. Slow down. When you got the winning ticket, you know you got the dough. Oh, it's you. Glad to see you. How's the boy? Oh, yeah. Thanks, God. The best luck I've had in years.
Got it with you, I suppose.
Oh, sure, I got it with me. You don't think I... Hey, put down that gun. You can't... Oh!
This is great. Thanks, pal.
Which, together with the evidence already set forth above, proves conclusively. The man known
as... Oh, Nick, not so fast. What do you talk with him?
What's the matter, Patsy? Jack cramps in your fingers?
Oh, no, Nick, it's not that. We've been working on this report for over 3 hours without stopping. I can't keep it up all day.
All right, Patsy, let's rest for a few minutes. Now, I wouldn't be too anxious to finish this report.
Nicholas Carter's office.
Hello, Patsy. Is Nick there?
Oh, yes, Lieutenant, just now.
Thanks. Hello, Riley. What's on the royal mind this evening?
Now, Nick, lay off the kids a minute. Just because you caught a mastermind and all the yellow turtles in the city don't mean that.
All right, Riley, I withdraw that. What's wrong with the world now?
Just a murder, Nick. Just a murder.
Nothing new about a murder, Riley. Why drag me in?
Now, Nick, I'm asking you as a personal favor. Will you give me a hand on this? If we don't get this one solved in town quick, the commission's going to be down on us like a ton of bricks.
Well, what's the special about this particular murder?
So meet me in front of 756 Brownlee Avenue as soon as you can, and I'll tell you all about it. What do you say?
But Riley, it's after 11 now. Can I wait until tomorrow?
No, Nick, it can't. We gotta get to it right now. Will you meet me?
All right, meet you then 5 or 10
minutes. Thanks, Nick. I'll be seeing you. So long.
So long.
Are we going out here?
Yes, Patsy. We're gonna have a look at somebody who just suddenly and violently passed out of this world. Yes, you have, that's all.
Oh, there you are, Nick.
Well,
how are you, Patsy?
Okay, thanks, Lieutenant.
Where's the remains,
Riley? Right over here, Nick. Just the way my man found him.
I see. 2 shots right through the heart.
Uh-huh.
Never know what hit him. Looks as if the matter come from the 45.
You're right, Nick.
All right, Riley, who is he and why did I care?
Yes, his name's Benny Smith. He's one of the characters that hang around the edge of the underworld. No record, but a great guy for playing the numbers. Been playing them since they were started. And I think that's what killed him.
Oh, now, Lieutenant, how could the numbers kill him?
Well, Benny connected today, Patsy. He won himself $50,000. Mm-hmm. And he had it on him when he started home, they tell me, but he ain't got a cent of it now. He's as plain as a whistle.
Very interesting. I haven't been talked too much about his luck. Well, where do I come in?
Benny played Duke Dawson's numbers, Nick. And Duke had 2 heavy winners this month. Now, both of them were killed in the same way. Before they got home, and both of them lost their roles. Now, once could be a playing holdup. But twice, it's like a regular thing, and I want to find out. Killings like this, you've got to stop. That's where you come in, Nick. I need some of your fancy ideas on how to stop them.
Lucky Combs runs the other number game, doesn't he?
Yeah. Him and the Duke have been at each other's throats for the last 6 months.
Maybe Lucky thinks this is a good way to persuade the public that if you win with the Duke, you don't live to spend what you win.
It could be, Nick. And it could be true that the Duke needs the coin bad enough to want to get it back.
I'd hate to play any number game where I had to lose my life when I won any money.
There's no percentage in the number game from any point of view, Patsy. It's a sucker game. All right, where do you want me to start?
Good for you, Nick. I knew you couldn't stay out of it. But what do you say we go to call on the Duke and see what he's got to say for himself?
Okay, Riley. You drive on ahead. We'll follow you. But don't let the cops catch us speeding.
I never was in a place like this before, Nick.
And you probably won't ever want to be again, Patrick.
The piano, the only music there is?
Yeah. Steve Corey's a good piano player. I'm better. He not only is a good piano player, he also serves as a lookout for the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
See how the piano is right at the foot of the stairs to the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the Duke found it at. And no one can get up there without Steve seeing.
Oh.
He signals ahead to the piano. Let the Duke know whether it's a friend or an enemy that's coming up.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place, Nick?
Oh, I get around right now and then.
And I suppose the Steve signals that it's the wrong kind of company coming to call. They get the wrong kind of request.
That's about it, Patsy. Hi, Steve. Duke in?
Yeah.
So what happened? Yeah, what are you smoking that pipe of yours?
Oh, cabbage leaves?
Do let it. Tastes better. Smells like a juice, whatever it is.
Come on, Nick. We gotta be moving.
Right.
Yeah, which is his office, do you think?
This one here.
That's funny. Try the door.
Maybe he's not in there.
He must be. He told us to come up. I can see there's a light inside.
Hey, there's something wrong here. Let's get on the lookout.
I think we better come on. Come on with me now.
Come on, again. Again. Break it in, Riley. Break it in.
Are you hurt, Riley?
No. Did he get you?
No.
What's going on in here?
Nothing now, Patsy. You can come in.
Hey, look here, Nick.
Yes. Yeah. Got right through the forest.
Is that the Duke?
Yes, Patsy. That was the Duke.
Hey, look. That's where the killer went. Nick, through that window there.
Yeah. Down the fire. But all that's a dozen ways, you could have gone. You'd never see him.
If we'd only gotten in a little sooner, Nick.
That wouldn't have made any difference, Riley.
I suppose not. He was out to get the Duke, and he'd have gotten him anyway. It was just as easy for the killer to get out on the fire escape and wait for us.
But the thing, it was a poor shot. He was supposed to be dead.
I don't think so, Patsy.
Well, what do you mean?
Now look how high his bullet went. Up above the door there.
Oh, you think he was just trying to steal us, Nick?
Look that way. He could certainly shoot straighter than that.
Now we've got two murders to solve instead of one.
Yes. I'm beginning to get interested in this now. Let's see what the Duke can tell us about this. The Duke had no weapons, so he apparently wasn't expecting an attack. Must have known the man as well.
Hey, Nick. I thought the Duke didn't smoke.
He didn't.
There's an awful lot of burned matches here in this ashtray for a guy who don't smoke.
And they're all burned pretty well down, too.
Hmm.
And here's a cigarette butt. Say, you were though.
You were? I never heard of that brand.
Very few people smoke.
Huh?
And Lucky Coombs is one of them.
Lucky Coombs? Then that
maybe
means
it does, and maybe it doesn't. Let's not jump too fast. I'll just take this butt and these matches along with it. They may come in handy before we're through.
I better call headquarters and get some of the boys up here.
Right. While you take care of this end of it, Patsy and I'll go and call on Lucky. Maybe he can tell us something about this.
Okay, Nick. But be careful, lad. Lucky's a tough
one. I will. I know how to handle him. Oh, Steve.
Yeah?
Did the Duke have any callers tonight?
No.
No? How about Lucky Coon? He wasn't over here, was he?
Yes. Yeah, he was. What of it?
Nothing. Maybe. By the way, you better get this crowd out of here. That Duke's been murdered. This place is going to be filled with cops, reporters, photographers, fingerprints, and detectives in about 10 minutes.
Hey, Duke? Murdered?
Yeah. So long, Steve. Come on, Patsy. Let's see what Lucky has to say. Eleven, please.
Well, we thought of putting an end to the numbers racket in this town, Nick. For a while, anyway. With the Duke dead and Lucky in jail for his murder.
Maybe. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Oh, that's in the car. Don't you want that back?
Be careful, sir.
Going someplace, Flatfoot?
Why, yes. Just a friendly visit. I want to see Lucky in it.
Lucky's not receiving tonight. Not cop, anyways.
I'm no cop. I'd want a friendly talk with him.
Well, you can't.
No? I think I can.
Yeah? Well, me and my buddy here is gonna see that you don't.
We sure are. You got a search warrant, have you?
Oh, you want to see my search warrant, do you?
Well.
Here it is. Yeah, I'm gonna crank it for
gonna kill yourself. Oh! Shot my hand off.
You're all right. I just knocked your gun out of your hand, that's all. Here, I'll take it. Just to be sure, I'll take your pal, Tom, too. Now, you'll both be good little boys. I won't tell Lucky on you.
Who'll tell Lucky what?
Oh, hello, Lucky. I've enjoyed meeting your welcoming committee.
Well, sometimes their ambition gets the better of their common sense. They told me it was you coming up, Carter. I would have advised them to let you in and save themselves ahead of
it. Here, your boys, pop gun. Give them back to them after I go.
Hey.
You can come out now, Patsy.
Well, after a daily dozen for this evening, I always enjoy watching you exercise. It does me so much good.
What can I do for you, Carter?
I suppose you know Benny Smith was killed tonight. Right after he collected the 50,000, he won in Duke Dawson's numbers game.
Yeah, I heard about that. You don't think I had anything to do with that, do you?
And did you also hear that Duke Dawson himself was murdered a little while later?
No. Oh, you think you can pin that on me?
We found one of your cigarettes half-smoked in the ashtray on the Duke's desk, Lucky.
What?
And the Duke didn't smoke. Not three people in the city smoke your brand. How did your cigarette get in the Duke's ashtray?
My cigarette, huh?
You could easily be held for the murder on the evidence we have, Lucky. But I suppose you have an alibi. If so, let's have it.
Well, I hadn't been out of my apartment all evening.
No alibi, huh? Well, that's very interesting. No alibi and ashamed to admit it.
Then you must be the one.
Wait a minute.
You think I did it? Why don't you run me in?
Oh, Lucky, we're not going to run you in. But you will stick around. Just in case we need you for a witness or something?
Well, hey, sure, you're not going to let him go.
Why not? You will stick around, Lucky?
Yeah, I'll stick around. Let me know when you need me for something.
Thanks, I will. Well, good night, Lucky. Come on, Patsy, let me go in. Why so quiet, Patsy? You haven't said a word since we left Lucky.
Well, I can't understand it, Nick. You have what looks like good reason to believe Lucky killed the Duke, and you let him go. Doesn't make sense to me.
Why, Patsy, it's all part of my plan. I think I have the answer to both killings now. And leaving Lucky loose is part of my way of proving it.
And I suppose that phone call you made after we left Lucky was part of your plan, too.
Right, Patsy. All part of my plan.
And did your phone call accomplish what you hoped it would?
Ah, indeed it did, Patsy. Indeed it did.
May I ask what it was?
You may.
Now, Nick, why don't you tell me what's going on? I don't get it at all.
I phoned a certain party to get a certain address. And I got it, that's all.
The killer is?
I think so.
Well, who?
That, unfortunately, I'm not prepared to divulge at this precise moment.
How, Nick?
Well, here we are.
Here we are where?
At the address I got on the phone. It's the third house up there. The rooming house.
And what do we do there?
Now, Patsy, listen carefully. What I tell you. I'm going inside that house.
Alone?
Yes, alone. And as soon as I do, I want you to go to the phone in the drugstore across the street and phone Riley. He'll be back at headquarters by this time. Tell him to come up here just as fast as he can. I may need it. Tell him to bring some of his men in the hurry-up wagon, but not to use the siren. When he gets here, tell him to wait out here with you until I come out. Or if I don't come out, tell him to rush in after me just as soon as he hears the gunshot.
Oh, Nick, hadn't you better wait until he gets here before you go in here?
Can't do it, Patsy. I've got to get inside before the next visitor does. That's the important part of my plan. Now, you have it safe?
I think so.
Good. I'm counting on you, Patsy. Don't fail me. Well, wish me luck. I may need it.
Oh, who's that?
Nick Carter. Got a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Questions?
Yes. I'm alone. Well, I see you're packing your suitcase, Steve. You weren't getting ready to leave town with you. What if I was? You should do that. We might need your testimony in clearing up Duke Dawson's murder, huh? You're the only witness we have to testify that Lucky Coombs called on the Duke just before he was murdered.
Yeah. That's how quiet I'm getting out. I'm not saying he'll be taken for a ride by Lucky's gorillas. And that's what happened to me. I said anything against him.
You won't be taken for a ride by Lucky's gunman. I'll guarantee that.
I ain't taking no chance. Yeah. Got a match?
Sure. Still smoking old cabbage leaves in that pipe of yours, I see. Why don't you try tobacco for a change?
I shut up. Ain't taking no more rhyme from you. Nah, from nobody.
Okay, Steve. Oh, do you mind if I keep this match you just used?
What? What do you want it for?
I think I can use it.
Hey, what's going on here, Connor? What can you use a burn match for?
For one thing, I can use it to send you to jail.
To jail, huh?
Yes, for murder.
You won't send me to jail for murder.
I don't think I can.
Didn't have to break my arm, did you?
Lucky for me, you shot in a hurry. Otherwise, you might have got me somewhere else and just in the fleshy part of my arm.
Now, let's see what's in that suitcase.
Now, you keep on where you are, Steve. I've got the gun now. Sit down on the chair. I'll be quiet.
Uh-huh.
What a nice roll of bills you have here. At least $50,000, I should say, by the size of the roll.
What's the deal?
There's a nice racket you were working, Steve. Whenever the Duke paid off any big money, you knew who got the money, laid for them, and killed them. The Duke knew it was bad business to have his winners killed that way. So somehow he must have gotten wise to you. Probably by having someone trail Benny, someone who saw you kill him. So he called you in to have a talk with you. And you killed him.
And he told me, I didn't. Lucky Coon said it.
That's all? Well, we'll see what Lucky has to say when you tell him that.
What?
He'll be here in a few minutes if I'm not mistaken.
No, I couldn't. He didn't tell me. He killed
me. There you are, stay where you are. I'll stand behind the door.
You dirty double-crossing rat.
That's enough, Lucky. Hold it.
That gun. Did you kill him?
No. I just shot him through the shoulder. The shot knocked him out. He'll live. You go to the electric chair with you.
Nick, are you hurt?
Nick, are you all right?
All right, it's all right. Everything's under control.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, Riley, there are your two murderers. Steve in the chair and Lucky in the floor.
Two of them. Glory be.
That's Riley, two of them. You better get your handcuffs on them before they decide to run out of
here. Do just that. Now, my fine friend Steve, hold out your hand. And you, Lucky, you can't help me, so I'll just put them on you while you're asleep. And you're all right when you wake up.
Then it was Lucky, Nick.
Yes, Betty. Lucky and Steve together.
Oh, this is a great day for the police department. Two men killed and the two murderers caught.
Lieutenant, are you giving all the credit to the police department? It seems to
be... No, of course not. I just meant
that... All right, Riley, it's all right. My part of the job. Your precious police department can have all the glory if they want it.
Well, tell me about it. How did they do it? And who killed who?
Hold it. I'll meet you down at your office in half an hour and give you all the details and the evidence you need. Right now, I want to get my arm fixed up.
Well, Nick, you're hurt. Is it bad? Let me get a doctor, quick.
That's not serious, Patsy. That's a flesh wound. It's rather painful. I'm glad you got it taken care of. Come on, Patsy. I guess you better have to drive. I'll see you later, Riley. Well, that feels better. Good doctors are wonderful thing when you need them. And Dr. Sturgis is as good a man as there is.
And now, Mr. Carter, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, Patsy. Can't you wait until we get to Riley's office? I don't want to go through the story twice.
Mr. Carter, if you don't give me all the details right here and now, I'll stop this town and we won't move an inch until you decide to tell me what I want to know.
All right. You're a hard woman, Miss Boone. I guess I'll have to give in. Well, what do you want to know first?
First, where did Steve come into this?
He did the killing.
Then what about Lucky?
Lucky was the man behind the throne, so to speak. Lucky wanted to cut in on the Duke's cut-minutes, so he had the Duke's winners killed. Steve, however, did the actual killing and got most of the money for his reward. And when the Duke caught on to Steve killed him and double-crossed Lucky.
How do you mean double-crossed
him? Steve planted one of Lucky's cigarettes in the Duke's ashtray. He undoubtedly had some of them from being associated with Lucky. So he just smoked one halfway down and left it where we'd be sure to find it.
Then who shot at you, Lieutenant Riley, when you broke into the Duke's room earlier this evening?
That was Steve.
But Nick, Steve was downstairs playing the piano.
He was there when we left him, yes. And he was there when we went back. But in between, he slipped out the back, up the fire escape, fired over our heads as we entered to make us think the killer was just leaving, and then went back to his piano. He thought he had a perfect alibi.
How did you know that it was Steve?
By the matches in the ashtray.
How could they tell you anything?
Patsy, how'd you light a cigarette? Here's a match. Try it.
Okay. Well, I suppose you'd light the match like this. Light the cigarette. And put out the match like this.
Exactly. Now look at that match you just used.
Mm-hmm.
It's only slightly burned at the end. Now look at this match, which I took from the ashtray.
Now that's burned almost all the way down.
Exactly. It was used to light a pipe, not a cigarette. And Steve's a pipe smoker. He probably smoked as he talked to the Duke before he killed him, before we got there. You see, Patsy, I knew the Duke was dead when we got there this evening.
If you knew Steve did the killing, how did you find out about Lucky?
Well, I felt sure Steve wouldn't dare to do it without strong backing. But there was no evidence against Lucky. So that's why I went to him and told him about one of the cigarettes being left in the Duke's ashtray. And that's also why I didn't want to take him in.
Oh, now I see.
I felt sure he'd go to see Steve and give himself away. And he did.
Well, look, I just realized what you said a minute ago. You said you knew that the Duke was dead before you went upstairs to his office tonight. Now, how could you possibly know that?
Very simple, Patsy. Steve was the Duke's lookout man. He used the piano as a signal. The top key on the piano was wired to a buzzer that sounded in the Duke's room. That meant someone was coming up. But when we went up tonight, he didn't hit that note. I watched him carefully. And he didn't hit it because he knew there was no one alive to hear it. He hit the wrong note.
I'll say he hit the wrong note. In more ways than one.
How do you mean, Patsy?
Well, considering that tonight you've solved three murders, ended the numbers racket, and recovered the stolen money, I say that Steve hit the wrong note when he tried to fool you.